Several architectural elements typical of ancient Rome are brought into this composition in a rather whimsical way. There's a ruined basilica, an obelisk, and even an aqueduct. Two great ancient Roman remains complete the picture. The Temple of Vesta in the background on the right, and in the foreground on the left, there's a famous Greek vase, the Medici vase, dating from the 1st century AD, which has been kept in the Galleria degli Uffizi in Florence since 1780. Before it was transferred to Florence, it could be seen at the Villa Medici, where it had been kept since around 1570. The famous vase was painted by Panini and later restored. The scene's central composition is taken directly from another painting by Panini, Les ruines romaines avec les restes du temple de Vespasien, ou La prédication d'un apôtre, Roman ruins with the remains of the temple of Vespasian, or The Preaching of an Apostle, dated 1739 and kept in the Galleria dell'Accademia di San Luca in Rome. Panini used the theme of preaching in ancient ruins many times, as demonstrated by his paintings Les ruines d'un édifice de style corinthien ou Prédication d'un apôtre, Ruins of a Corinthian-style building or The Preaching of an Apostle, in the Louvre, previously attributed to Hubert Robert, and also Ruines avec 15 figures, Ruins with 15 figures, in the National Gallery of Ireland, which places this work between 1740 and 1750. Now take the main staircase, which will give you a glimpse of the ceremonial flavour sought from the beginning by the architect Max Raphael and the high-tech renovation carried out by Wilmot. If you would like to hear more about the history of the museum and its collections, press 54. Through the picture window on the landing, you can see the Roman mosaic, press 53 for more information, and the Tondo Fulc, press 29 for more information. To continue the visit, make your way into the room on the right.